Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are coming to you from the Power Forge Studios. Faith, Family Ford, Power Ford. Jim Williams with you in studio today. We've got a whole crew, Mark Tobiasen, Dick Brackett. They are with the Rotary Club of Albuquerque, and Shelley Prant. She's the new CEO of the Jewish Community Center. Welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
And we're close to properly socially distancing.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, within a foot or so?
I would say we're probably well covered.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not making fun of that at all. In fact, Shelley, you're charged with getting the JCC back up and running, and I know you're doing extraordinary things to keep people safe, and that's wonderful. So, you know, we do want to take it serious. We want everybody to be safe and be blessed. And you guys have come together on a special project. Let me just kind of introduce everybody. Mark is the president of the Rotary Club of Albuquerque. Dick is also a volunteer with the Rotary Club. And Shelley, the CEO of the Jewish Community Center. You've come together on a new project you call the Diné Nation Food Drive. Of course, that's the Navajo Nation. And you've come together and you're interested in, I know the Rotary Club's been delivering food and doing things, and the JCC's come alongside. So let's get right to it. Mark, president of the Rotary Club, please tell us how the Rotary Club of Albuquerque and the Jewish Community Center came together to partner on this project.
Yeah, Jim, thank you. And before I do that, I just want to introduce our listeners to what Rotary really is all about. And we're an international service organization, and so we've been called upon to serve. And we are doing that here across the world, but today we're talking about Albuquerque. And so we are one of 10 clubs in Albuquerque. We are the Rotary Club of Albuquerque. We're the oldest club. We've been around over 100 years. We have about 180 members, and Dick is one of those. And, you know, our mission is service above self, and to help those with the greatest need. And I can't think of a better pairing of a mission with a greater need than that of the Navajo Nation. And I'm going to actually defer to Dick to kind of give the genesis of how he got started, because he's really spearheaded this for our club, and I think I can speak for Rotary as a whole here in Albuquerque. And Dick, why don't you just kind of give us a little history here?
Well, I'll give it to you briefly, and then let Shelley give her side of what they're planning on doing. This really started with two or three individuals, Ali Bitsui, whose husband is Navajo. He's a Better Call Saul guy. He's an actor. And Ali is just very, very committed. And Gene Mariner, who got me involved in it. Gene is just like Allie, and even more so. She used to teach in a boarding school. And there were members of the nation, students of hers, who actually called her just recently when this got all started, and they needed help. And that's how I got involved in it. And then Rotary committed. Rotary made a commitment. And we've got a lot of people working on this, and this has turned out to be a very effective program. You can't imagine just how bad it is in terms of food and supplies and whatnot in the very remotest of areas.
Well, a couple things that I didn't know. We, of course, have a number of organizations like Samaritan's Purse, Convoy of Hope. Calvary Albuquerque has a missionary on site up in Gallup, really at the epicenter of all of this. So it's amazing that you guys have come together. I'm really blessed, Mark, that you talked about there's 10 clubs. That means there's a whole bunch of people that are putting service above self.
Yeah.
They're out there just serving the community and doing amazing things. And I want to shift now to Shelley, because a lot of people see the Jewish Community Center as a Jewish thing. And it really isn't a Jewish thing, is it?
No. It is open to everyone. Mm-hmm. And surprisingly, most of our members are not Jewish.
Mm-hmm. I'm raising my hand. Yeah. I'm not Jewish, and I love being there.
Yeah, and we like to say that we are a true community center and that we're more than a fitness center. So part of our mission, which complements certainly the Rotary Club, is that we serve the community, the greater community. So,
Shelly, I think there's something defective, though, with some of the weights, because my stomach's not getting any smaller.
Well, you'll have to sign up with a personal trainer, we'll get you in a good program.
Got to up your game, Jim.
Yes.
That's right.
So because we are more than just a fitness center, although that is a very important part of what we do, and we believe strongly in keeping people healthy and well, we do have programs like for seniors, and we have a full-time preschool, so we're serving all ages. And we have, as part of our mission, a Tikkun Olam committee, and I'll explain what that is. That's Hebrew for repairing the world, and that is part of Jewish tradition and Jewish teachings, that when there's a need in the world, that we are obligated to do what we can to improve the world. And so we've done many projects in the community with Hope Works and Locker 505 and Title I programming. And when this idea came to us, we felt like it was really a good fit for what we know how to do and how we can mobilize the community at the JCC. And so we're serving as a collection site for the non-perishable items that Dick and his crew get collected from us and then take it to the Diné Nation.
So we have listeners right now that are writing down, okay, mm-hmm. drop-off site, JCC, how does this all work? I know you have a poster, which we have.
Yes.
Probably the list of things that you need. Basically, we need cleaning supplies, canned goods, coffee and tea, dried foods, basics like flour, baking powder, canola oil, those type of things, fresh vegetables, juices and fruit, diapers, and that's probably pretty important. Mm-hmm. And then there's stuff for pets, you know, dog food, and seems like that wouldn't necessarily be something people would think about. Although on the other hand, my sister who's a dog person, that's the first thing she would think about. So, I can tell you this, pets have been an amazing thing for people that have been locked in their homes, haven't they, for a long time. So how does it work? How soon can they start dropping off food and everything?
Well, they can go to our website, okay. which is jccabq.org, and that will have that list and more information of the project. And you can just come by during our business hours, which most of the time is as early as 5 a.m. to 8 o'clock at night. And on the weekend, we open a little bit later, like at 7, and we close at around 7. So you can drop it off. You don't have to come in the building. We're trying to keep people as safe as possible. It's in our alcove, if you will, entry into the main building, and you can see it. When you drive up, there's a table, a big poster, and there's piles of items that people have already donated. And everyone is encouraged to stop by if they're in our catchment area, since we're 5520 Wyoming.
Yeah, just a little bit south of Academy on right. the west, on the east side of the street. And it's a fabulous facility, and people can drive up and drop off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk to Dick now. Dick, you're kind of the go-get-everything-done guy. I got that feeling reading your emails and things in preparation for the show. How is the food distributed? I know you really are targeting people that are in very remote areas.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, you wouldn't believe how bad it can be as far out as some of the remote areas. Now, we're working in Crown Point, which is about midway. All these areas are in New Mexico. These are McKinley and San Juan counties. And Crown Point is a focal point. Church Rock, which is right down in Gallup, is a focal point. Vera Morgan is the community service director there. And she's just done an excellent job. We've been working with her since May. We make regular weekly stops there. And what we really need is support so that we can extend this, because we're running toward the end of our dollar commitment. So now we've got to have even more support from those who are able to give it. We've actually got two interestingly strongly committed groups. One of them is by a woman by the name of Mary Gall, and she's working with in conjunction with Vera at Church Rock. And then we have Allie Bitsui, who I mentioned earlier, and Christine Glidden, who's also a Rotarian, working up in the Crown Point area. And there's such a thing as CHRs, which are our community health representatives. So what we're doing is we're actually packaging in boxes all of this food and then delivering it to like Crown Point or to Vera or to other locations. And the CHRs, the community health representatives, they're actually going out to the people who need it. The reason they're doing it is because they know who the people are and they already have a relationship. And that's how this thing is working. And it's very broad, and the people involved are very committed. And there's just lots of people that are involved in it that I don't even begin to know, because this is not a small operation. It's just way beyond me. I'm just trying to kind of keep track of it to make sure that it continues to work.
Well, I want to emphasize to our listeners though, and most of our listeners know this. They're involved in food drives. They're doing all kinds of different things. And we all realize that this isn't a deliver a box of food and then you're done. This is going to go on for some weeks. We need to be persevering. We need to literally be relentless in helping people. And so we hope that listeners will come alongside. And they can go to the JCC ABQ website and find out all about the food drive, drop off food items at the JCC location. What's the address again, Shelley?
5520 Wyoming.
5520 Wyoming. They have a nice little pull-through area. When you pull in, will somebody come out, or how does that
work? No, you would have to jump out of your car, and then you'll see the table with all the items. You can't miss it.
Yeah, you have a really beautiful entryway.
Yeah.
And it's kind of sheltered from the elements if it were to rain or anything else like that.
Well,
we are going to take a quick break. We have today Mark, the president of the Rotary Club of Albuquerque. Dick Brackett is a volunteer with the Rotary Club. And Shelley Prant is the CEO of the Jewish Community Center. They have put together a project called the Dine Nation Food Drive. We'll be back with more. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsted-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
The future of car buying is here at PetriePressGo.com. From fingertips to driveway, PetriePressGo.com is the easy and safe way to buy or lease from the comfort of home. Browse thousands of new and pre-owned vehicles. Click. View pricing, instant trade-in offers, real-time loan approvals, and more. Buy completely online without ever visiting our dealership. At your pace, from home, with doorstep delivery. Get started now at PetriePressGo.com.
To a patient with High Desert Hospice, something as simple as a caring touch, a smile, a prayer, or even just physical presence can bring comfort beyond measure.
I was unsure about volunteering, but when I met my first patient, I knew I had made the right decision. The patients and families are so grateful. You can't help but feel good.
Discover just how easy and fulfilling volunteering with High Desert Hospice can be. Go to highdeserthospice.care. That's highdeserthospice.care. And click on volunteer.
God is love. God's love is intrinsic. It is as essential to God as light is to the sun, as blue is to the sky, as wet is to water. You don't make water wet, it is wet. In all of these cases, the attribute is intrinsic to the object. Take great joy in your God. He loves you. Hey, this is Pastor Scott Thom of Cross Christian Fellowship. Connect with us at crossfellowship.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Mark Tobiasen, Dick Brackett with the Rotary Club of Albuquerque, and Shelley Prant with the JCC of Albuquerque are in studio. We're talking about the Diné Nation food drive that they have put together. The Rotary Club of Albuquerque has actually been distributing food up to the Navajo Nation since May. And JCC's kind of coming alongside and partnering. They're going to be a drop-off spot for all of these. You have some perishable food items too. I noticed that on the website. So really, if you can be generous about delivering food items, and Mark, I'm just going to go right to you. The most important thing right now is really food and supply donations.
That's right, Jim. We've done a great job in the last month, and we've got a good head of steam going towards it, but we need more, and we have an immediate need for the next 5 weeks to continue to recruit people to bring in supplies. And we have the manpower to get them out there, and that's where the Rotary Club has done a fantastic job. All the Rotary Clubs are helping with that, but now we need more supplies.
Well, you mentioned that there's a realtor group involved.
Yeah.
And, of course, Kent, who's part of the greater Albuquerque Association of Realtors, has got to be involved in that, obviously. Yeah. How are the realtors coming alongside you?
Dick? Oh, you're going to give that one to me, huh?
Yeah.
Well, actually, Tina Garcia is organizing. She's a realtor. She's a member of our Rotary Club, and she's organized two different groups within the realtor business areas. And they haven't actually gotten started, but they're in the process of getting started right now, just like JCC. JCC is a little ahead of them. What we're really trying to do is work this so that we extend the amount of time that we're able to take food out into the nation. And the JCC is the real focal point right now. It's important that we get maybe 4 or 5 weeks of food, continuous food that we can actually break down, put in boxes, and get it out to the field. And I think then the realtors will come in after JCC, and so that'll extend it more. And then beyond that, maybe we get more money, maybe we don't. I don't know. That's still an if. How long can we do this? We want to do it as long as we can because it's really important. It's hard to imagine how it is out there. I can't describe it. There are people who can. Christine Glidden is out there all the time. Mary Gall, who's out there, she's out working at night. She comes back home. If I talk to her, I have to talk to her at 8 o'clock at night because there's no connections. She's out working and, they're delivering food. But JCC is really important in terms of getting food now.
So the JCC is going to receive the food and they're going to put it in boxes and then it's going to be distributed up to some of the health providers in various communities that serve the Diné Nation. And they are aware of who has need for food and assistance.
It's the community health service representatives. Okay. They're the ones who have a relationship with the people out in the most remote areas. And they also have the relationship. They can go to those places where we may not be able to, and they're remote. When you're talking about remote, you're talking about 100 miles, for instance, to go from some parts of the city or some parts of the nation down to Gallup in order to get food and things like that. That's kind of a weekend event, and now they get locked down on the weekends, so they don't have that kind of option. There's no way to get food to them. The best way to do it is through the community health service representatives.
Yeah, and it sounds like a good plan.
It's a workable plan. It's skinny, but it relies on what we can do here in Albuquerque and elsewhere. That's where the key is, Shelley.
Yeah. So the JCC especially started by the Jewish community in Albuquerque, the Jewish traditions I mentioned already, but the Jewish people are not strangers to persecution and suffering, you know, for thousands of years. So the Diné Project really speaks to, you know, what we feel is really God's work and our work to do. So, again, even though most of our members aren't Jewish, it's our tradition and our mission. And right now, especially given the COVID-19 virus crisis, we are open as a fitness center, but we are very limited. And so we don't have as many members coming in. There, you know, some people are just hanging back. So we really need the rest of the community, not just the JCC members, to come forward and drop off the food and the supplies that the Navajo Nation needs. So I really want to encourage people. And also, if you are a JCC member, please remember when you come in to work out to bring some items with you and leave them with us.
It's a great idea.
And it's easier now to shop. You don't have the limitations on store shelves that we had, you know, back in mid-April, where you could only go buy like one can of green beans or something like that. I know Costco and Sam's Club, they have, you know, large packages that might be helpful for people to pick up an extra two or three items every time they go to the store and just run it by the JCC, knowing that you're going to be helping people. But don't just do it once. Mm-hmm. You know, come, you know, yes. set up maybe every Wednesday, drop by the JCC and drop off some good things to eat.
Do it on a weekly basis.
Yeah, do it on a weekly
basis. Because that's really what we need right now.
Yeah. And you don't just need food. You also need sanitary supplies and those kind of things, right? Mm-hmm.
And diapers.
Yeah. Diapers, yeah. Mm-hmm. Bathroom
supplies. There's a lot of babies out there, literally.
Yeah. Well, and boy, I did not know that a lot of Native Americans in various areas of the state of New Mexico don't have running water. A lot of times
or
they
electric.
Don't. Or electric. And and they don't have heat.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of thankful right now that we're in the summer months, although you catch this and you have a high fever and you're, where you're living is 90 degrees, that would be tough.
Yeah.
So having water, you know, having bottled water, having other sources of water. Dick, I'm going to defer to you real quick because I know that you've also had some discussions about some other ways that your organizations can help people maybe on more of a permanent basis. What kind of things have you been talking about?
Well, I don't think we want to get too deeply into it, but the issues are really water, jobs, bringing the population back into the nation, and power, solar maybe, actually communication. There's an attempt right now to build an entire communication system, maybe a 5G type communication system, but solar may be an idea. What they really need, I don't. That's for them to decide.
Yeah.
I've been noodling Vera. I think she's going to be a leader out there because she's that kind of person.
Yeah.
And but those are the kinds of things that are really hard to talk about.
Mark, you're the president of the Rotary Club of Albuquerque, and I know you're an eternal optimist. I mean, you used to root for the Hope volleyball team even when it looked dismal. So yeah. I know this about you.
Thanks.
From years ago. But they ended up being pretty good, by the way.
Yeah, they were.
They did okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a silver lining to all of this? Is our community coming together? I think that might be one.
That is one. And I think with any kind of adversity, so if you look at the businesses, and I'm a business coach by profession, so I'm tuned into that. And by the way, Rotary was created the brainchild of Rotary was a businessman that in Chicago, a bunch of them got together and they decided to leverage their businesses to start giving back to the community. So it's kind of ironic. But if you look at how people have made it through the last quarter and have not just some of them just like restaurants, you know, they've survived. Most of them have anyway. They pivoted. That's an overused term. But that gets me excited. And I am optimistic. It's like we've rekindled the American spirit, you know, of yesteryear. And so I'm seeing a lot of that. And then, you know, the way our club and our other Rotary clubs and the JCC and some of these other real estate organizations or whatnot are mobilizing, that is definitely, I mean, you're seeing human nature at its best when, you know, you could say that our world is at its worst. And it is exciting. So I think we're going to prevail. I believe we're going to be faster, better, stronger as a species, as a community, as a, you know, helping fellow man. I think all of that is coming to fruition, and it's happening very fast. And thanks for people like Dick and Shelley and others that are stepping in and doing the right thing when it's most needed.
Here's what I'm excited about. When I talked with Skip Heitzik and Chip Lesko and others about hosting this show, I've been at Calvary Albuquerque for a really long time, over 40 years. But I said, look, if this is a Calvary thing, I don't want to do it. I'd love to work together with churches and non-Christian organizations, the Jewish organizations, the Rotary clubs, the other service organizations. And Skip and Chip said, here's the ball, run with it.
That's awesome.
And they have absolutely, you know, hands off. I mean, they coach me. They want me to do a better job and a better job. But we are really ABQ Connect. We're trying to connect our community. And I'm blessed that you all would come on the program and talk about this, and we could mobilize our largely faith-based audience to come alongside you. So, Mark, we have some listeners that I'm sure are interested in the Rotary Club. How do they get involved with the Rotary Club?
Easiest way is just go to our website, therotaryclubofalbuquerque.org, and we have information there. You can leave your contact information, and somebody will get in touch and help answer your questions on how to help.
Yeah. Shelley, tell us how people can get involved with the JCC and find out more about this project.
Sure. Again, they can go to the website. They can call the JCC. We welcome anyone in your listening community to join with us and become a member at the JCC. We're a very family-oriented organization. We're nonprofit, so we are different than a lot of the fitness centers in town. And as you can tell from this conversation, we really want to be involved in the greater community and giving back to the community. And people who come to our center feel like it's a family, and they feel really good about the organization. So we'd love to have new members and touch new people and have you join with us in all our efforts.
Well, I can testify. I've had my family members of the JCC for a long time. We've enjoyed the pools, the fitness centers. We've gone to a number of, you know, wedding receptions in your beautiful hall. I've seen some neat speakers. We've gone to book signings. I mean, there's just a lot, some art type things. I've enjoyed learning a little bit about Jewish culture. We had the ambassador here from Israel,
right,
who spoke. That was an amazing presentation. So, yeah, I mean, I really think the JCC, and I want you to know this, prior to COVID, I'm sure it's even better now, but prior to COVID, JCC's the cleanest gym I've been in Albuquerque.
Yeah, it's absolutely spick and span. We're really enforcing, you know, the health and safety measures, and it's, people are commenting all the time. They're really happy to be there, comfortable, and great to be back and see people, and we welcome everyone.
Well, this is going to be a big project. We need food items and things for about the next 5 or 6 weeks, and maybe even farther. So stop by the JCC if you can once a week and drop off some food items. You can get the specifics on the information about the project on jccabq.org. That's the website for the Jewish Community Center of Albuquerque. And this project is called the DNA Nation Food Drive. It's going to be an amazing service to people all around the state of New Mexico, and maybe sneak a little bit of food into Arizona, too, it sounds like. Hey, thank you guys for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Appreciate being here.
And we'll be right back with Rhiannon Samuel, Valiente, New Mexico. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.